Welcome to the Quillette Podcast, hosted on alternate weeks by me, Jonathan Kay, and by Iona Italia. Quillette is where freethought lives. We are an independent grassroots platform for heterodox ideas and fearless commentary. You are about to hear a free preview of this week's episode. To hear the full episode and to get access to all our podcasts and articles, visit us at quillette.com and click the subscribe button.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host today, Iona Italia. For this week's episode, I interview Dr. David Weitzner. David is an associate professor of management at York University. He is the author of the new book, Thinking Like a Human, The Power of Your Mind in the Age of AI, the founder of the Artful Intelligence Institute, and writes the Managing with Meaning blog for Psychology Today. The springboard for our discussion was an article David wrote for Quillette called Algorithmic Supremacists and AI Hype. David and I discussed the ways in which AI tools have fallen short of the hyperbolic promises made about them by Sam Altman and others. We talk about the differences between algorithmic calculation of the kind done by AIs and embodied cognition, which is how humans think. We also talk about what is at risk of being lost as we outsource increasing amounts of our reading and writing to AI. I hope you enjoy my conversation with David Weitzner. You start by saying in the article that depictions of AI in films and TV and novels, big tech would, quote, undersell and over-deliver.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of something like Battlestar Galactica, the Cylons, yeah, or the Kalon in the Orville, or Terminator, that what generally happens in sci-fi is we create some little AI slaves to do our bidding, and they become self-aware, and they decide they don't want to be enslaved to us anymore. And in the case of the Kalon, they decide to exterminate humanity. And yeah, I think the Cylons do as well later. So everything goes very wrong when they realize they've just been created to be our slaves, and they decide to go one better. So what happens is that the tech is more sophisticated and more autonomous than we thought it was going to be. It escapes our control. And you say that what's happening with major AI is the opposite. So Sam Altman actually said something like ChatGPT is now more powerful than any human being.
That's right.
Which, if you've watched any sci-fi, sounds quite terrifying, but actually seriously under-delivers on the promise. Do you want to start there and talk our listeners through that a bit?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's really the power that big tech have over us, is that most of us have been primed by growing up with these depictions in sci-fi that have informed our own expectations. So because historically, at least in the artistic representation of AI, it always underpromised and overdelivered, we sort of put our guard down, right? And so we're more receptive to the AI hype. And that's what they're exploiting. You know, when you read a lot of the interviews and you look through the messages they're pushing, if even half of it was true, they wouldn't have to push it the way they're pushing. So, you know, if, as Altman states, his AI is smarter than any PhD, any human on earth, we'd all adopt it, right? Without hesitation. But that's not the case. And it's disappointing because, you know, something that I do state in the article and in my books and in my lectures is that I'm not anti-tech. I want innovation. I believe in innovation. I'm excited for innovation. But what I don't like is bullshit. And I don't like being exploited. And I don't like bad business models. And that's more what's happening here. If they wouldn't call this product AI, we'd probably have less critiques, right? So if they said, hey, this is sort of better than a search engine, oh, okay, that's cool. Hey, it's a new sort of database, oh, okay, that's cool. It's a new editing software, great. But they're saying it's intelligent, and they're saying it's smarter than us, and they're saying it's better than us. And there may come a day when there is a tech product that is smarter, better, et cetera, than us, maybe. I don't know. But it's not going to come from this architecture. It might come, you know, in future iterations built on neurosymbolic AI or something different. But large language models are probability calculators. And they're probability calculators that make mistakes. So it's still a wondrous innovation, and it's still an engineering feat, and it's still something we didn't have, 20 years ago, but it's not this great tool that they're pretending it to be. Why are we buying it? We're buying it because we think it's R2-D2. We think it's C-3PO. We imagine the stories we grew up on where they said, hey, here's a servant. It's smart. It's going to help you. It's going to do what you need it to do. And it did that. And as you know, it then did worse because it rebelled and tried to take over society or destroy humanity. Okay. But that's a great competence. Our AI doesn't have that competence. And so it's frustrating to see how easily folks are being manipulated by the AI hype. And they're bringing a lack of skepticism that I think they would bring to any other innovation. Really, when you think about it, I can't think of another innovation that was just accepted so wholeheartedly without question. And it's why they're starting to suffer now, the big tech companies, because businesses are finally being asked to pay for it. And they're saying, wait a minute, it's not delivering. So why would we pay for this? Individual folks who use it for free are a little more forgiving. But given the astronomical cost that they're incurring to create this product, and given how few people are paying anywhere near the actual cost of its production, it's a problematic place to find ourselves in. And, you find the debate is generally between the big tech AI hype folks and the AI doomers. But the doomers buy into the same propaganda because the doomers say, no, one day it's going to destroy us all. One day it's going to be ever more powerful. And we need more voices saying, it's not what the AI doomers say. It's not what the hype folks say. It's something different. It's a cool product, but it's not intelligent. It's not changing the world as wildly as they imagine. It might be good. It might have some uses. It's built badly, breaks a lot of laws, doesn't respect intellectual property, exploits a lot of people, right? Does a lot of harm, could do good, but we're not having those conversations. And I think that's too bad.
I mean, I have noticed that some of the AI folks are already talking about the product as sentient. And in one of the other articles that we've published on AI and Quillette, or maybe one that's forthcoming at this point when people are listening to the podcast, I'm not sure whether it will be out, but it's about the way in which the AI companies are using that claim that the product is sentient to try to get past regulation. So we can't ban it because it's a sentient being. And I don't see how I don't see how an AI can become sentient, but I definitely don't see how an LLM can become sentient. Like, right. I don't see how ChatGPT or Claude could become sentient. It's just a tool of amalgamation.
Right.
And I have noticed it's actually got a bit worse at doing the things that I'm asking it to do, which is things like proofreading documents. So it's become worse at that, less likely to spot things like a doubled doubled up like that, which you often get in proofreading because of the way the editing process works. It's not spotting typos and things like that, which I'm kind of surprised by.
Right.
And I also noticed that about 6 months ago, they had AIs that were doing really quite good translations. And now if you try to translate using the AI, it does a terrible job of it. And it's actually easier and quicker to do translating the old fashioned way, using a thesaurus to look up alternative phrases in English until you find the one that seems to express the original meaning most closely.
Right.
So I'm not sure what's going on there. I don't understand why it's gone kind of backwards in competence, but I'm told, and I've got no real way to judge this, that the AI is going to advance at such a rapid stage that we can't predict now what its capabilities will be in 2 or 3 months. And I was wondering, actually, so there seems to be a big gap between the verbal kind of AI products like Claude and ChatGPT and the visual and auditory and video products. So those video-based products have improved absolutely enormously to a quite frightening extent, because now it seems to be very easy to deepfake video and to make it appear that someone said words that they didn't say, and to deepfake photos, and the newest iterations look extremely realistic. There's no more of the six finger and weird right. writing and things like that.
Right.
They look very realistic. And nevertheless, the LLMs still sound like LLMs. Very boring. Everything is hedged. Right. Everything is repetitious and cliche.
Right.
And are having more difficulty doing simple tasks like just spotting a spelling mistake in a text
right.
than they
right.
were 6 months ago. Do you know what explains, as a neuroscientist, could you explain what might account for that gap in capabilities between verbal and visual media?
So let's break down a bunch of things. We covered so much ground here, and let's break each piece of it down. So first thing is, there could be a number of things happening behind the scenes that I don't know about because I'm not an engineer there. It could be that they're scaling down because it's just so expensive. And so they're releasing less high quality models right now because of the high cost of running the best models. So, you know, you can look at that as one of the reasons, but let's look big picture, if you think. So number one, consciousness, right? The reason these folks are claiming that their products are consciousness. Okay, let's do two things. One reason is a business hype argument. Okay, so let's say they're cynical and they're being dishonest and it's just hype. There's those folks. But there's another thing happening too. There's also folks who aren't cynical and who honestly believe that these LLMs have the possibility to be conscious, because their definition of consciousness is utterly uninteresting. So, you know, I think of Jeff Hinton, right? He's regarded as the godfather of AI. Brilliant man. And I mean that, like, truly brilliant man in his field. But he said things like, I don't think there's anything special about people other than to other people. He said things like, consciousness is an uninteresting idea. It's pre-scientific, right? So to him, he's not interested in consciousness. He's not interested in people. He thinks very poorly of us. So I don't even think he's being cynical when he says things like, I believe this LLM will be conscious, because if you're not excited by people, if you view the notion of consciousness as anti-scientific, if you're so hyper-rational and disparaging of what humans are, then it's easy to describe your LLM in more grandiose terms. So I don't think he's being insincere. I think he's belying the fact that his expertise is not related to human understanding. His expertise is not related to well-being, social well-being, psychology, et cetera. You know, he also had a line I talked about in my book where he said he's been wrestling with understanding sleep. And one of the things that he really wonders about is, what's the computational function?
Thanks for listening to this preview of our latest podcast. To hear the full podcast episode and gain access to all our articles and podcasts, we invite you to become a Quillette subscriber. To find out more, visit Quillette.com. That's Quillette.com, and click on the subscribe button. That's Quillette.com, and then click subscribe. We look forward to having you as part of our community. If you're already a Quillette subscriber, go to the FAQ section of our website and click on how to add your private podcast feed to your favorite podcast app for instructions on how to access full episodes of this podcast.